This time it's my happy privilege. I feel this in my own heart. Words would fail me tonight to tell you friendship and the fellowship of Brother Oscar Hughes through the years. To me, he's been a friend in the gospel. Praise the Lord. The words that I could best fit for him tonight, he's an old soldier of the cross. Brother Oscar Hughes, Bloomington, Indiana, God bless him.
Let everybody stand with you. Let's lift our hand just as high as we can get in. I want you to do now, and that'll rest you very much if you never tried it. You go up on your toes just as far as you can and reach as high as you can for a few minutes. Will you? Will you do that? And remain standing while I have Brother Ballester to read the 8th chapter and the 7th verse of the of 1 Samuel while we stand. Now read it, Brother. Now, the 8th chapter of 1 Samuel, the 7th verse.
And the Lord said unto Samuel,
the Lord speaking now said unto Samuel,
hearken unto the voice of the people,
hearken unto the voice of the people,
in all that they say unto thee,
all that they say unto thee,
for they have not rejected thee.
Not rejected thee, Samuel.
But they have rejected me.
They have rejected me.
That I should not reign over them.
That's right. Will you pray with me, everybody? God in heaven.
Father in heaven.
As we come to you with this message, we pray, Lord. If I had my brothers tonight or my wishes, I would like to stand here with you and cry for the next 30 minutes because of the privilege that I have to be in the house of God where the Spirit of God's at. Praise the Lord. As I look around in this congregation tonight, I see boys and girls, men and women now, of course, raising families that I've known ever since they're just little tots. These two girls tonight, Nipton and Andrew Shields, they played and sang for me on their broadcast in Bloomington, Indiana, a long time ago. See Mickey back there, and I remember it very much. Way back, his mother had young people's leader of that church, and that boy running around there, and sometimes he wasn't the meanest boy in the world, but he's pretty mischievous. But tonight he has the baptism of the Holy Ghost in a family. And as I saw you bless him, Brother and Sister Shields, you blessed me.
Amen.
I have Brother Ballester to read this verse of Scripture tonight. One purpose only. As part of this program, or this sermon, you might say that I don't care whether or not you might not get a clerk hate recording on it. Some of the scripture conclusion that I might read to this congregation, I don't care if they take that down on the tape. They can get it. I'm not scared tonight. I'm not trembling. Only on the presence of God.
Oh.
You might not believe it, but I feel the presence of God from the top of my head. And if I can, we're going to preach. We're going to take our time. I'm not going to be in a hurry. And I enjoyed what Brother Madeira said. In other words, I don't try to tell you, he's one of our favorite preachers. I preached Brother Madeira when he picked the guitar and sang for me. Yes, sir. I want you to know I appreciate him and his family and his children. They seem like my family. You folks shared in Hot Springs, seems like we've had a party. Come on and say amen. God's allowed us to have a part. I won't tell you that how near you like to lost your pastor that have come here and labored in toil. His wife and the Lord. And perhaps I had a little to do to keep him here one time way back. He was so badly homesick for Bloomington. I don't say he was discouraged. Brother, this is what God's done. He is my assistant and we got along. I didn't pay a bit more attention to him when I got up to preach and being my assistant than anybody else. If he needed skinning, we let him have it. I've seen him bow his head, and I'd go home, and I wouldn't know whether Miller was coming back the next night or not. But he was right there. And that's what you've got. Praise the Lord. I feel like we should lift our hands and worship God tonight. Samuel tonight, as I bring it to you, was a prophet and a priest for God's people. Israel was God's people, just like you are tonight. And they had begun to prosper, and God began to bless them. They decided they didn't need Samuel any longer, and his sons. And they wanted to be like other people. Israel wanted to be like other people. My subject tonight, I thought Brother Ballister was going to ruin it. He got up to talk. My subject to you is God lets you have what you ask for. God gives us what we ask for. God let Israel have what he asked for. While I was in Edinburgh on Labor Day and heard this fine Bible teacher that's taught us here in this Bible conference preach and begin to talk to us about the condition of old prophet Baal, God began to talk to me and let me read between the lines that we're living in the time that God's people are acting today just like Israel did.
Yes.
I heard him say in that message, for a long time, God seemed to be patient with Baal. Baal seemed to still want to be in favor with God.
Yes.
But after a while, they got over the borderline.
Amen.
He got a little too far.
Yes.
And God let him have and said, go on, you've got to do it. You can get so far until, my friends, you can't get back. And God lets you go. And God let us have what we asked for. And God let Israel have what they wanted. They wanted to be like other people. Don't you forget it tonight that the apostolic people in the city of Hot Springs, Arkansas, on the corner of to 11 Albert Pike. If we are not careful, that spirit will get among us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. We want to be like the nominal man. We want the big crowds. We see it. Yes, sir. I had a terrible argument in my church one day in the Sunday school. Not a hateful argument. Feller came in and he saw Billy Graham on the television. Now, I speak plain. You can call up Billy Graham and tell him I spoke his name from the platform if you want to. But all of the people, and I said to him, I said, we'll never get Billy Graham to join the Pentecostal movement. You know, he quit the Sunday school. Come on. I want you to know tonight, friend, that was the spirit of Israel. I think of old Brother Samuel. Today, while I was in my bedroom, and this morning at 3 o'clock, when I felt maybe I'd have to preach a little to the folks, I begin to have God to give me a vision of that old prophet. And I see him over there somewhere in his little tent, and he's on his knees. He's down there, and the tears is running down his face, long down on those red long white whiskers. He's saying, God, I don't want to give Israel what they want.
Amen.
God, they want something that's going to
be
wrong.
Come on.
I want you to help me.
Yeah.
And God looked at him and he said, Israel, Samuel, they'll not reject him. You, they are rejecting me.
Amen.
Friend, you better be very careful how you reject the gospel that's preached from this platform. You better be careful how you preach the gospel. God said, Samuel, let them have what they ask for. Let them have a king, but before you, nor did you tell them what the king will do. All right. Praise the Lord. You're catching on, aren't you? Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. We're doing our best to act like all of the nominal churches in most of the country. I appreciate this part, Brother Bob. I sure do. They didn't get up here and look like jack-o'-lanterns. I believe they call that Halloween. Sometimes we have them that's got robes on, dressed up like I've seen some of the folks that claim to have the Holy Ghost with a lot of that stuff on. And they come out one at a time, you know, and they catch a note and here they come. Oh, I tell you, we're putting it on to look out like the devil wants us to. Well, some of these days, and I want you to know that some of the apostolic churches is getting just what they ask for.
Yeah.
If that's what God, the people want, God will let them have it.
Yeah.
There are dangerous things tonight. I say, brother, when God rejects us, we are rejected. When we turn God down, we turn we have got no hope in this world. Samuel, I can almost see the tears there under that tent as old Samuel sat there and cried, prayed until morning, prayed all day, prayed the next time. God is going to ruin us. Amen. I want you to know that God's Holy Ghost people, you might just as well find out you can't be like other people.
Yeah.
God don't want us to be like other people.
Okay.
That's the truth. This time they're trying to get the other side of it. Why made I never felt like preaching so in all of my life. Yes, sir. I may not be doing this well. Jim heard me 30 years ago, but I'm feeling just as good. Glory! Friend, I want you to get this introduction tonight very seriously. We are bordering on the very thing that got Israel in trouble.
I believe that's right.
Caused the trouble.
Yes, bring that back.
Sure, it looks better. Looks pretty. We have men today that can lead choirs until they jar the windows with their voices. Rather than noise isn't the power of God. Now, I want you to know it takes the Spirit of God. I want you to know last night that was the Spirit of God put that thing at all that broke up this meeting. Nay, this old stiff-legged preacher, that's the victory. Hallelujah. Glory. Raise your hands out there. Glory. Some of the boys out of the Bible has made a mistake. I've got a message tonight.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. I want to thank Brother Bob and these folks down from Bloomington. I'm not ashamed to be with them. And they're not with me. And you want to get in trouble, you just jump on these fellas about me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. I'm thinking about a king of Babylon, Belshazzar. Belshazzar having one of the biggest times he ever had.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. My friend, I want you to know that Belshazzar had several days of a banquet and of a drunken brawl. Called in his concubines and his lords, his thousands of them, and made a great feast and revelry of sin. Well, he was staggering around under that old red spiritual wine and staggering about, and he just said, I'm having a great time now. He thought of what his granddad had done, and he said, I want you to go down there and get those vessels that my granddad, when he's ravishing, raping the city of Jerusalem that he brought here to Babylon.
Come on.
Yeah. Bring them out here in this great dance hall.
Yeah.
We're going to have a time.
Yeah.
Oh, friend, they brought out the vessels of God. You got some of that old red wine, and he poured it in that. And they all began to drink. Oh, say, how they drank and they drank. Old Belshazzar was drunker than he could hardly walk. All of a sudden, there come a finger of a man's hand over on the wall, under the camel stick, and in the rock. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I simply begin to write.
Yes.
Belshazzar comes with all of his drunken stupor. My friend, did he begin to tremble in his knees and his joints locked together and his legs wouldn't no man. He couldn't run with him. I'm saying this to say that God let Belshazzar have what he asked for.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You better be careful how you treat the vessels of God. Hallelujah. You better be careful how you treat the vessels of God to entertain others. This is not an entertaining thing. This is a spiritual work. Hallelujah. This is not an organization, it's organism. God runs his business, my friend, not with entertainment.
Amen.
Not with show.
Hello.
Bless God forever. He runs it with the Spirit of God.
Amen.
And I say tonight, without the Spirit of God, it's none of his.
Amen.
Thousands can meet, that if the Spirit of God is in there, it doesn't belong to God.
Amen.
Belshazzar seen there's trouble ahead. His old soothsayers and others couldn't read the writing. Thank God, God's always got somebody. Brother Bob, he's got a man. He's always got a man somewhere. Yes, sir, and I believe he's got a man somewhere now. Hallelujah, that is a fine sermon, wasn't it? It's the only man ever I heard take that message and get anointed out of it and preach a real message out of it. I never could. What is man that thou art mindful of him? So they called for Daniel. He come and read the writing. You know the writing, don't you? Yes, sir. That writing said, Belshazzar, this is your last night.
Yeah.
Belshazzar, this is your last dance. Belshazzar, this is the last good time you'll ever have. I feel it on me tonight. Hallelujah. Bible said when you defile the temple of God, God will destroy. Sometimes we wonder why that some of our good folks get sick and suffer so. I don't say, I said like Brother Ballester, I don't say that sin caused it all, but sin in the beginning caused it all.
Amen.
And sometime God letting them have what they asked for. My friend, when we defile the temple of God, yes, sir, and sinner friend tonight, you that are in this church, backslider, you that are here, when you walk out this door, when a man of God is standing here with his finger pointing to you, begging you to come to God, and you walk out there, you're in danger of the lake of fire. Well, Chaser got his that night. I'm not going to go into the store. It'll take too long. I have a message tonight that's building up. It'll take me 3 hours. Yes, and maybe longer than that. Thank God I feel that evangelistic spirit again. Lord! Hallelujah! Talk about preaching on the four fools. You ought to be off of bed. I didn't take that for a tick right now. Hallelujah. I'm talking about God lets us have what we ask for. Yes, sir. Get that bug out, I'll do better. Amen. Yes, sir. I'm sure that's true. Here's what I want to bring to your mind. This man quoted Judas. You know why Judas did what he did? God let him do what he asked for.
That's right. That's right.
Hallelujah. Isn't that right? Good. No use for me to go into the story of Judas, the Iscariot. He got what he asked for. He got what he was looking for. And tonight I said to my wife the other day, we have some children unsaved. I don't care to tell you. Brother Vidal remembers when the fact every one of them was saved. We have one, the oldest girl, and she calls on the long distance. She begins to tell him her troubles. This and that, mother, I want to know what to do. Then he'd say, what are you going to do, Oscar? I said, Lenny, Zella's getting what she asked for.
Amen.
When people's had this wonderful blessing in their soul, then they get out here and act a fool, marry 3 or 4 times. Brother, I'm going to tell you, they're headed for trouble. They need what they saw. I have 2 subjects today, and I said, God, give me the right one, and I believe I've got it. Yes, sir. Glory! I said, glory! Wave your hands and say, praise the Lord! I had a brother. Brother Vidal knows my brother, Fox, that worked for John L. Lewis in Illinois. Miners organization for years and died working for John L. Lewis. And I remember when my brother Fox was on his feet, health was good, walking about, making good money, and I had been saved from a terrible life of sin. no drunkard. And I was over there one night and saw his condition. And I said, Fox, you ought to give your heart to God. I said, we've always been buddies together. We've been buddies in trouble. When we was in close places, we stood by each other. Yeah. Yes, sir. And I say this to say, I said this to say that. I know in my life back when I was a younger man out in sin, I associated with gangsters that had a better principle than a lot of folks that claimed to be apostolic ministers. You folks out there will say amen. Most all the ministers get up. I told my wife, most all the ministers get up and preaches to the saints and skins the saints. I'm kind of taking a shot at the ministers tonight. They get what they ask for. My brother took sick. No, he was too busy. He said, I have to make a living. And Ma, I've got a costly family. I ain't got time now. One day he come in, he had what they call a Parkinson's disease. Just shaking. He couldn't stand on his feet or anything else. I went over. He said, Oscar, he said, I'm tired. You know what happened? He said, you can use this any time you want to preach from the pulpit. In your meetings, God's got me tied. I'll never be no better. He said, back there, if I had absolutely obeyed God, when you tried to get me to come to the Lord, he said, my pastor that I go to Sunday school every Sunday morning, he's never been the man to come to me and say, Fox, don't you need God? You know what was the matter of him? He's afraid he'd lose that offering that I'd give him, make him mad. He said, Oscar, you have more principle than my pastor's got. He's afraid that he'd make me mad and lose a few dollars. I said, Fox, what you need was to obey God then. He said, I'm tied. You know what's the matter with him? God let him have what he asked for. Get a patient around Hot Springs and see if you find anybody run through your mind. Maybe you say, well, I wonder what happened. God let them have what they asked for. Say amen. And I used it. And I'm using it tonight. Friend, I want you to know I could go into the book and bring you Saul tonight, the forgotten man. And I could bring you Samson. Yes, sir. When he fooled around and played and shallowed about and played religion. Never was serious only just once in a while. It means more than to get serious just once in a while when you're called on.
Amen.
I like humor. These boys know it. I get sometimes, I have to be careful. I used to entertain folks with my funny business. Yes, sir, one run one man crazy with my funny business. He told me so in the institution. I went to see him. His son-in-law was with me, and a great big fella. And when I walked in, he said, now you see what you've done? They called me Mr. Preach. I wasn't a preacher then, but he said, that is the right kind of one. I did do a lot of preaching when I got the other kind of the spirit. Oh, yes, I used to preach, try to preach a little and had the other kind of spirit. It wasn't the right kind of preaching. He said, you run me crazy now with your funny business. And you got to be careful.
Amen.
Being too funny at times when you're around God's people.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Don't get too quiet on me now.
Amen.
God must have liked the little humor Billy Sunday said, or he wouldn't have made the monkeys and the peafowls and part of the people. So sort of straighten up your face a little out there now. Just have a little smile. It's easier to smile than to look so sad. I want you to look sad directly. I'm going to make you sadder than what you look. Amen. Praise the Lord. You better be careful how you treat the old-fashioned order. The mourner's bench. We're taking them out now. We're putting them back where nobody can see them. Come on now. Don't
Come on.
We got some nice places now for folks to go to come back to so they can be due to love me.
Amen.
And get this one, we'll go across and get in the congregation. I'm not ashamed of it. You know? Come on. Come on. Come on. Back room if you want to, because I've still got mine out in the open.
That's all.
See how time good is. I'm not left too long yet. I'll let you go in a few hours. But anyhow, I preached for a feller up in Canada. I won't call his name if it is Brother Goss. I haven't talked in tongues in so long, I don't blame him. It'd be so awkward. You're like the old Baptist preacher that come to one of my meetings in Harlan County, Kentucky. And I had him to testify, and the old feller, he went to dancing and jumping, and he's stiff-legged than I am tonight. He said, 30 years ago, he said, I got a blessing just like this. It's a long time between a blessing.
Yeah.
I might ask some of you folks to note, how long has it been since the Holy Ghost percolated?
Amen.
That's serious. Hallelujah. I'm not afraid of the unknown tongue. It never has to upper church.
That's right.
Amen. No, sir.
Oh,
and I said, now, I got up and I said, now I'm not up here to teach school, I'm up here to preach. His wife started to correct me in my language, and I said, now wait a minute, you just put down the words that I miss and the words I should use. And he said, I said, if the book ain't so big, I'll take it back with me. And I'll study it a few years, I may learn a few words. That may be one of them bugs down there. Well, I've eaten lots of bugs. Amen. I'd start preaching, she'd leave the pulpit, platform, whoopee. And I got up and I said, this man didn't send me up here to teach school. I'm no school teacher. I'm a preacher.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
About that time, one of his old clumsy fellas come in taking a somerset way back in the aisle.
Yeah.
Church and down the aisle to come. And I turned around. I said, we don't do that bad in my church.
All right.
No more hiding them in the altar back in a room somewhere where they couldn't be seen.
Praise
the manifest made the altar call right there.
Sure.
The only trouble was with him when his members got converted, he put them on probation. He must have had a little Methodist in him. About 3 months and before he'd baptized them. He should have baptized them that night. I like to preach for fellows that are baptized. With water in it.
Amen.
We're on pretty close and we can take them and turn the light on. Come on! Come on and say amen! God let him have what he asked for. God lets us have what he asked for. Isn't that right? Samuel Samson kept playing around.
Yeah.
Acting a fool.
Sure.
Yes, sir. Telling riddles.
Uh-huh.
Well, God wasn't interested in a lot of old foxes. He was a savior to deliver Israel out of the Philistines. Yes, sir. The only time Samson ever got serious that I remembered in his life, except after he got his hair cut off. He got serious then, but it's too late. God didn't have what he was asking for. He went out there and killed 1,000 of the Philistines with a jawbone of an ass. Not an ass, an ass.
Amen.
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 And he got so thirsty he wanted to drink, and he said, I thought I'd die. And God just told the old bone down, the old jawbone, and God let an artesian well come through the heel of goodness there.
Yeah.
God's been good to a lot of you folks too. You better expect it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God's been awful good to some of you folks.
Yeah.
You better quit acting a fool.
Yeah.
You better appreciate this church, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate the honor.
Yeah.
You better appreciate the gospel.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes, sir.
Come on, just pass through that. Yes, sir, I want you to know, my friend, as sure as you're here, if God rejects you, you're through.
Yeah.
You can talk about eternal security and once in grace, always in grace, and so much in disgrace, you can't tell what you're in.
Yeah.
Amen. Come on.
Amen.
Brother, I want you to know that Samson did a terrible job. Got his head in the wrong woman's lap. Don't even have you leave now. And you just sat still. Keep your head up. Don't get your head down. And I won't know that you're like Samson, doing like Samson. Praise the Lord. Oh, I'm a praying for that discernment. Come back to the house of God.
Praise the Lord.
Our preacher can get up and work a finger and say, brother, you're still there. Sister, you have to get along too well. We'll talk to midnight.
Lord.
Come to church and jump up and down and see how happy we are. You better make it right.
Amen.
Yes, sir. I know we have some things in our home that's terrible. But I wouldn't be a bit surprised if even some other things that's kind of terrible too. And the most of us that needs Christ that's in that condition.
Amen.
Next thing I saw, Samson, my friend, he was grinding corn, working for the enemy. God never intended for his people to work for the enemy. God never intended for people that had the Holy Ghost to be caught in taverns. Back yonder I talked to an old boy in Centralia. The man shakes his fist in the preacher's face and says, I won't obey what you tell me. If he's preaching out of the Bible, you know who you're rejecting? You're rejecting God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what God told Samuel, and that's all satisfied. He never would give up if God hadn't have told him that.
Amen.
He'd have been right there yet, crying and talking to God. You've got to let him live. Look at old Samson. Look at him. Strongest man in the world. Had more power than anybody. You go without power and strength, Samuel had it, literally speaking.
Yes, he did.
He had locks, too. And that was his strength. But he had to tell all of his secrets.
Amen.
You tell many, too many secrets to your neighbor. You tell our secrets to God, he'll always forgive us if we'll go to him in the right way.
Amen.
Yes, sir. I'm going to stop here. Like to leave Samson, you're looking at him. God let Samson have just exactly what he asked for. Just what he wanted, didn't he? You say amen out there. I'm going to have some scripture read now. And all you folks to be patient with me. And don't misunderstand me. But this verse of scripture is in Judges, the 9th chapter. Beginning at the 8th verse. I want you to notice how it reads. Now, my first thought was that Israel wanted to be like other people. And that's what the Pentecostal folks are working at. You get around and see what I'm talking about. They have to put all of this shout out. Whether they're putting their hand on God when they put the shout out. Hallelujah. Not all the shouts that in the Bible recommends, that's of God. Some folks shine around the old golden calves and so on, make a pot of noise. Brother, I want to tell you, when you break the Ten Commandments, when you disobey God, your shouting is null and void as far as God is concerned. I believe tonight in men and women having fellowship. I told a fellow the other day, he said, you belong to an organization? I said, sure I do. I've always preached it wasn't the old ship of Zion. And I still preach that you can join anything that man builds.
Yeah.
And I'll not speak the names now, the head of some of them, because I got a tape over here. If he was here, I'd speak it. Oh, yeah. But you have to be born in the one that's on the rock.
That's all right. Amen.
You can join anything else, but you get in this, you got to be born in.
Amen.
You can join any church you want to of your choice, Billy Graham says. Some of you folks will stay at home and listen to Billy Graham. Shame on you. Backsliding. I'm talking about Pentecostal thought. God's church is eagles represent. Eagles represent God's church, and they don't eat yarn.
Amen.
They won't eat rotten stuff.
Right.
They've got to have fresh food.
Amen.
Some of these recordings of this man is so stale. It'll make a dog sick to have
right.
Come on.
Say amen.
All right. Yes, you are still preaching.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I am. Brother, I want you to know when we get, God gives us an illustration tonight to put us on guard. And I want to read it to you. Yes, sir, I want to read the 8th verse of the 9th chapter of Judges. And I want you to notice, and I want you to, I'm going to compare this with what's going on now. All right. Talked about the trees. He used the trees here. They wanted a king. I want you to know that Israel wanted a king too.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
One man said out of my pulpit, he said, I wished all of the churches all over the country had the same sign on the outdoor, United Pentecost. Said a few more things, and I started to get up and get him hold of his coattail. And your good pastor, who is my assistant then, I believe he was, he might have been down here and come back to the feast. Reached up and got me with the coat and said, sit down here. I'd have ruined that feast. Had to have been one feast, Brother Joe, we wouldn't have got all we could eat in. Say amen out there. I know there's a lot of them that don't know what they believe, and you go inside of them, they can't tell what they believe.
Amen.
You hear the preachers preaching, you won't know what they believe. You hear radio programs, you don't know what they believe. God pity a man that claims to be Pentecost, you don't know what he means. We are backslidden, compromising, one God, claiming to be people in the city of Bloomington and in Monroe County. They won't listen. To Acts 2:38. I've been preaching around 15, 14 years there, and I've never got out of the book of Acts yet. That's enough, isn't it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Here we are now. And I told this boy, I said, yes, I'm in one. I said, I would preach folks that's not in an organization if I knew their life and their record, and they were clean and they were standing for the truth. But I said, a man got so honorably that no organization had him, I wouldn't want him around.
Right.
He couldn't sit in my pulpit. He raised up. I said, thank you, brother. And out the door he went. I'll see you later. I know I'll never see him no more. Here's our trouble now. Let's be fair with each other. Here's where we headed for. The trees comes out and asks for something. They want a king. Read it, Brother Ballester. Trees went forth on a time.
To anoint a king over there.
They wanted to anoint a king. They wanted to get a king. All right. Now you see you want to be like other people.
Oh, yes.
Where did they go?
And they said unto the olive tree.
They said unto that olive tree. What did the olive tree say?
Reign thou over us.
Won't you reign over us, olive?
But the olive tree said unto them.
Hear it now. Hear it. The olive tree said what? Should I leave my fatness? Whereby me they honor God and man. Should I leave my Pentecostal experience?
Yeah.
Should I leave this blessing that's in my soul now?
Amen.
And go over there and obey somebody to tell me what to preach and what not to preach.
Yeah.
And I couldn't preach this and I couldn't preach that.
My Lord.
No, I'm not going to leave my Patmos. God, the old olive tree said, I tell you, I have some real Patmos that's pleased God and man. I want you to know, my friend, tonight that this great apostolic movement, when they allow God to have its way, it blesses God, it pleases God, and it pleases man. Read again. Hear this.
Yes. The tree said on the big tree.
Then here comes the big tree, and I tell you, the big trees are very nice.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm trouble with the big tree and me and the big thing, get up, the seed gets under my false teeth.
Yes.
That's all right. They're mighty sweet and good. Read and see what the fig tree.
Rain over.
I know the fig tree now would like to be a king.
Yes.
Oh, there's a lot of folks inspiring to be official. Oh, yes. If I can just get something started. I'm saying, reading this to say something to stop the mouths of the folks that's trying to save me, because there's a few folks getting together wanting to have a little fellowship in the Spirit of God, that we're starting a clique to start another organization. My friend, when they take this card that I have, I'll never stick my hand on another one. But they'll force me to give it up. I'll not give it up because of agitation. I guess I've been on the carpet more than our preacher in this church tonight. I'm not afraid of the carpet.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
I know you're not.
Hallelujah. I say that the big tree has no business out there with the tree.
All right.
Oh.
Come on.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow.
Should I forsake my sweetness?
Should I forsake my sweetness?
And my good fruit.
My good fruit.
You go be promoted over the tree.
Yeah. Get a little promotion.
Yeah.
Give somebody a little promotion and you can handle him anywhere.
That's
true. But I was thought today and I had the same kind of an experience. Him and I runs along about the same. We don't look the same, but we run along about the same. A fella, I was a pastor in a town in Kentucky. And, of course, one of them old-time fellows had been a deacon. Oh, so long in that church. Never would percolate. Never cooperate with the preacher at all. Deacons think they should fight against the preachers. Yes, sir. Sometimes young people's leader gets in their head. They can go over the top of the pastors. How loud you get quiet on that? Amen. I said, amen.
Yeah.
Had him over for dinner, and then he fixed a nice dinner. I guess she can make the finest chicken and dumplings ever you eat, nearly. You know what? She's a Kentuckian. She's a Southerner. She's got so she can't make biscuits like the rest of the folks. They buy them in cans. But she used to make them until you could turn them over in the red gravy of the ham, patting them out with a hand like that, make them kind of big, and flip them over. Let me tell you, make you swallow your tongue, I'm getting hungry now. Amen. Hey, remind me of old Sam. One of those old-fashioned log rollers in Tennessee. And the governor of Tennessee had a log rolling, and Sam's neighbors gathered in. I don't know whether you folks in Arkansas ever seen anything like that, grubbings and log rollings, but I have an house of all. The women gather in, cook all the meals. Fry the ham. And you know what happened? Sam, he was a sort of a hungry feller. He come in, you know, and he fixed a great big lot of that ham, great big slabs of it right through the thickest part. Made that red gravy. Yeah. And then they made them fine biscuits. Red big ones.
Yeah.
Old Sam, he cut his knife through that and put a little butter on it and propped it down in that grease and cut him a big piece of that ham, put it in his mouth, started swallowing, choking.
Yeah.
Choking. The governor seen he was choked. Grabbed him by the hand, jerked him out in the yard, jerked the painting off and said, stoop over, Sam. Sam stooped over. Come down to that paling. Sam swallowed. Went back to the dinner table and said, what do you have, Sam? Said, pass me the ham. Brother, I want to tell you, sure as you're here, If you can stand the paling, if you're choking on something or another, stoop over. God bless your heart. And then when that paling gets in the right direction, you can swallow.
That top, how many Pentecostal meetings were I nearly smothered to death? Yes, sir. It wasn't the setting on me. The atmosphere.
That's the truth.
The entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
And the prelates were sitting around. Yes, sir. But what's that better?
Every once in a while, I'd look around and I'd see one of them get to it. I know what they mean. I was getting scared and I seen him tremble like that. He seen him tremble too. Brother, I want you to know today we need to tremble.
Amen.
We're not through with these trees. They're going to get a king.